at Magbite's headquarters, day 107. Can't believe it's another 7 after we were celebrating 100. Good grief, time flies. Hello, Jonathan. How are you doing today? Is it better than yesterday? I still haven't heard the full sad, sorry saga of Keynote biting you. I'm reckoning it was iCloud.
Jonathan's made a countdown thing.
I see.
Yes.
Where are we?
In Slack.
Oh, right. Go on.
So, MacBiters, today we launched the second and final, for the time being, Microsoft add-in. It's all about templates. Given that it's a Word add-in and template is a 9-letter word, I thought the cover art for my post would be Countdown. For those who aren't based on these sunny shores, Countdown is a TV programme where the contestants get to pick 9 random letters and have to make a word in 30 seconds. The longest word wins. I thought the cover art... Any thoughts on the cover art are welcome.
That's
I feel
brilliant.
A word on needs something to do it, but can't work out what. Yeah, I like that, Johnny. That's good.
That looks really good.
Yeah.
That looks brilliant. Loving it. Loving it. I like
CQ,
Countdown.
CQ, Deb.
CQ, Deb, CQ. Oh, yeah, I do love it because I love Countdown. Only the numbers. Can't be doing the letters. Letters annoy me. But the numbers, fabulous. Yes, that looks fantastic. I'm liking that. Oh, I even had a chance to have a look at Tracy's thing, but I need to have a longer look at it.
You're better on the numbers, aren't you?
Ah, I love the numbers. Absolutely love the numbers. What I've taken to doing is, when they give you the numbers, I tend to add a few more. Not to the 6, obviously. But you are you get 30 seconds to work out how to use those 6 numbers to make the one number that they give you. But that takes me all of about 2 seconds. So what I do is I press stop before they give you the numbers. And I write it out on my iPad in Notability. And at the bottom, where they're going to give you the number you need to get, I have another 9 blank slots. And I randomly write another 9 numbers in. Then I press play, then I write in the numbers they give you and I write in the number you've got to get. And once I've got that one, which, like I say, usually takes about 2 seconds, I try and race through and get the other 10 in 30 seconds. Oh, I do love that. Jonathan, it was all about the scanners. My Fujitsu ScanSnap, which is prehistoric. But Tracy managed to find a link from somebody who was saying that the newest driver works on Catalina. And as long as you lie about what scanner you've got, it will work with the ScanSnap of mine. I've only had a chance. It's quite complicated. So I've glanced over it once and that's what I've got from it. But as I'm looking at it, I'm thinking, does this mean it's Catalina only? Because some of the others, there's a different driver, version 6 of the driver. So I think the version 7 of the driver only works on Catalina, which gives me even more of a problem. Now I'm stuck between working versions. Oh, why can't they just leave things alone? It wasn't broken. There was no need to fix it. That was when the trouble started. Hello, Mrs. Simon. Did I see Paul there? No, I didn't. I thought I saw Paul, but I didn't see Paul. I'm in the middle of... I've seen the overview of his PDF, but I've not seen the details. But the house building looks like it's going fabulously. So I'm very excited about that. Let's go and have a look at it. Hang on. Oh!
I've just copied that from your page, Johnny. For Mrs. T.
Simple purpose in case
oh, it's for Pete that asked,
which
not
can
Mrs.
be
T.
mail merged within the solution. And why not? Why not? I'm loving the artwork. The artwork's just fabulous. Anyway, what's been going on today? I did mention this, but after the show last night, Leicester went into lockdown. Was there anybody who didn't see that coming? Apart from the Mayor of Leicester, obviously, who's a little bit aggrieved. So they're not going to be able to go out to the pubs. There's already a call for calm, and this is 3 days before they're opening, 4 days before they're opening. I'm not venturing out at all. There are idiots out there. Now they say museums and galleries won't open either. And e-scooters are to be legal on roads by Saturday. Fabulous. Let's have a look. Keeping up. Oh, let's get a video and have a look what it does. I shall put that in there and watch it later. I was still looking at pictures of chocolate bars this morning. You lot are terrible to me. And that comes in, minding my own business, thinking, yes, I'll have a salad. And what greets me but a browser full of sweets from last night. A team who uses Premiere and a lady with a soothing voice. Oh, sounds like all of Mike's women, this, doesn't it? The ones that Stuart keeps an eye on. Anyway, who saw a little bit of excitement today in the tech space? Google was supposed to be having Google I.O. on the 12th of May, and they binned it. I wondered why. Just take it online. Majority of us watch it online anyway. But they've announced they're having a Hey Google Smart Home Summit a week from today. There's the link. You need to register. It is going to happen between 6 p.m. and 6:45 p.m. this time next week. Then at 7 o'clock, but obviously you won't be interested in that, will you? Because that's potentially clashing with Marooned if we're still going on the 8th of July. There you go. And that's a panel discussion with the Hey Google Partner Panel. But 45 minutes, that's looking like new kit. Mike said, did I think it was going to be Echo devices? And I said, not from Google, no.
Yeah, I got confused.
Easily done with all these home devices, I'll grant you.
I get easily confused.
We don't have a Google smart home device of any description, do we? Even though they're quite inexpensive, we've never gone that way. No excitement. Oh, Pete. I was awake at 5:30. I was on my way to bed. I'd worked all night.
I was up at 5:30.
Yes, we kind of passed, didn't we? Like ships in the night. We did. But I did get a little bit of sleep after that, and clearly you didn't, Pete. So let me have a look at this. So they're saying Global Developer Summit and EMEA Smart Home Summit. So some stuff for Europe, at least. Not another police car. What is going on here today, Mike?
I don't know. Fire.
Yeah, that's not a police car. That's a fire engine. Okay, well, let him get on with it then. You don't think much of the sign-up form, having to scroll to the bottom to get to the UK rather than smart type. It's Google. It's functional. That's it. As long as it works, they don't care. There's a lot of those things in red, isn't there? Go on, I'll fill it in. Maybe we should we do a live viewing of it? Have a good old rare laugh. Job title. What's my job title, Mike? Oh, consultant. There we go. That covers a multitude of sins, doesn't it?
Presenter.
Well, company name. Do I put my company name or MacBytes? I think I'll put MacBytes. Type of company. Hysterical. Oh, that's not an option. Oh, training's there. Yeah, we'll put training. Company HQ country.
MacBytes HQ.
MacBytes HQ, obviously.
Marooned at.
Care of Marooned. Oh, good grief. How many countries have they got in that list? Regional session you would like to attend. Oh, EMEA, I suppose. Do you currently sell smart home devices in retail? No, I don't sell them, no. Sessions that interest you. What are these things? Should we just put all of them?
Mrs. T says you're a tech influencer for your job title.
Oh, I'm liking that. I'll go with that. Oh, yeah, I could put influencer, couldn't I? That's a good call. Let's see what that brings up. Oh, I dread to think. Your partner's manager's name. How would I know that?
Your partner's manager's name.
I'm thinking, what do they mean by manager?
I was thinking, what do they mean by partner?
True. How would you know? Surely it's your That's bizarre. I don't think it means that, dear. I think it's assuming that you are a partner to be in this event. But let's be honest, most people just want to go see what it is. Let's see if it accepts it anyway. Yeah, I've registered. So fair enough. We'll wait and see what that brings. I'm liking that, Mrs. Simon. Good thinking.
Probably just sleep down here.
Oh, she's out like a light, isn't she? She's refused two treats tonight. And she's been walking slower. But then Mike made the horrific mistake of giving her a football to play with. She yipped her proverbials off for ages. Had to be brought in the end. She got that giddy with it.
And she made teeth marks in the
football. And now she's asleep, unconscious, in the office. Head between the fan and the icebox.
Her eyes are open.
Yes, but that's her resting, isn't it? You know, Sammy's, they're never actually asleep.
Mrs. T agrees with you over the part.
I think they are talking about Mike. Yeah, that's just really weirdly worded, that, as though you're already a partner. But you don't need to be a partner to attend this. I've actually just added it to a calendar. I mean, they didn't even ask me if I meant Google Calendar. Let's just shove that in there for next week. Do you know, you do get some weird sign-up forms for stuff. The one that gets me every time will ask you for your first name and then your surname, and then it'll say title. Now, what exactly do they mean? Do they mean Miss, Doctor, Professor? Or do they mean Consultant, Influencer, Dog's Body? Because if they'd have put title before the first name, I'd have thought Miss, Mr, Mrs. But if you put it after the surname, is it the job title? Because the next thing will be your company name. Don't make these things clear. You have to make your forms idiot-proof. Because trust me, if there's a way someone will make a cock-up with it, they will. Big style. Which is how come we didn't use any of them for the Catanians, wasn't it? We had it all planned, we had all these forms, and in the end we just did it for them. They sent stuff through via email and we actually used a form to fill in the information. Did it that way. It was just far easier.
Yeah, but half of them would email you back. When you sent out an email to say, you know, are you coming to this event? Here's your food choices, let me know what you want. They'd just reply by email, or they'd leave a voicemail, or they'd send it on WhatsApp, or they'd tell you when they spoke to you and slapped a piece of paper in your hand.
Yeah, but the thing was, I think unless you've done the job, you don't appreciate it. If you give someone a menu and you say, can we have your menu choices, please, plural, you know, if there's like one has soup, one's having prawns for the starter, and then one's having steak for the main and the other's having fish, and then they're in two different desserts and they don't tell you who's who. How are you supposed to serve that? How are you supposed to do the menu cards for that? But I think if somebody has been pee, you write back and you're very, very clear.
Yeah.
You know, we know what a swine of a year you had trying to get everybody to send everything in right.
It wasn't Admiral Insurance, was it, Johnny?
Jonathan, that's a classic. Admiral or our car insurer. I think we should need some more money back off that, you know. Seeing as though the cars haven't moved in the last 4 months. Definitely need more money back. Oh, MOTs start again on the 1st of August. That's not good news, is it? Mind you, luckily...
It was Admiral.
I guess you could be. You could be. It could have been a mistake. You filled in the wrong box. What's the most stupid I've put down? I always used to get uppity when Ms wasn't on there, but I can't be bothered anymore. So I just put myself down as Miss. Or tell you who do annoy me, the diocese. You've got to fill in 27 forms to be a governor. They were due in today. That was what I was panicking about last night because I couldn't even find them. Anyway, I found them. So I found them and filled them in, sent them off. Clearly on these forms, it says title. Right? And it's in the right place to put Miss. So I checked the forms from last time. I filled the forms in this time. They have only ever said Miss. So why do they write to Mrs. Giles?
I don't know.
No, it annoys me. That's my mother. Oh dear. Jonathan, you bad boy. Oh, do you know how long have we been with them now? Almost 2 years?
I think so.
I've never been able to log into their system online. You're supposed to have, and they tell me I've got an account, but for the last 2 years it's been kicking around and I can't log in. So we have to ring them, so that's always an absolute scream.
I have to ring them.
Well, I'm not allowed to talk to people on the phone, not after the last incident.
Which one?
That's true. Possibly the orange incident was one of the worst.
Oh, yes.
He annoyed me. Mm. And I let him know that I was annoyed. Nothing wrong with that. Shouldn't have antagonised me. I'm far better when I'm not antagonising.
Oh, shall I tell my story about the Leckie Bill?
Yes, because you told them the last time. Unbelievably, we're into the second electric bill during Marooned.
We are, aren't we?
We are, yeah. Second quarter.
We got our electric bill yesterday. Hi, Paul. We got our electric bill yesterday. Actually, it wasn't yesterday. It was about 3 days ago. I left it
decovid-ing.
And I opened it yesterday, and it had been estimated, and it was...
No surprise. Not sending anybody in to read the meter, are they?
And obviously, we're not having a smart meter.
No, don't go there.
No, I'm the smart meter reader. So I read the meter and I rang them up, and it's all automated, and it asks you for your postcode. So last time, I don't know if you remember, but I said my postcode about four times, and each time it got a letter or a number wrong.
Just not necessarily the same.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I'm getting more and more exasperated. Yeah, this always happens when I'm forced to talk to one of those automated systems. But I was surprised. I must have spoken much clearer yesterday, because it picked it up first time. It read it back to me.
More likely. The automated system thought, oh, God, it's him again.
Yeah. So it read it back to me and it picked it up first time. So I thought, hey, I'm on here. I'm sorted. So then it asked me to give me reading. And you can either say your reading or you can type it in off your keypad. So I typed it in. I thought it would be safer. And it reads it back to me, and it says, is your reading 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever it was? So I said, yes. And there was a silence for about 10 seconds. Is your reading 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever it was? I said, yes. Silence. Is your reading 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? I said, yes.
And this is why I am not allowed on the phone. It never ends well. They are stupid. I mean, you know what Mum was like with them. You ring up and how is it better to have that rigmarole than just a person that deals with it?
Exactly.
I remember going to the British Library, doing some research. Now, the British Library has different locations. One is in London. It's an amazing building. But they also have a huge, huge warehouse type thing. It is massive and it's built into the hillside over in Yorkshire, in Boston Spa in Yorkshire. So I would be ringing them up and being asked to be put through to different departments for various things in trying to arrange a trip. And you'd ring up and they answered the phone literally within like 1 second. And it was a human being. And they would literally just say, British Library, Boston Spa, how can I help you? And you would say, you know, can you put me through to XYZ department? Absolutely. Please hold. And the next minute you were through to the department. Thinking, whoa, that's good. Now, when you think of how many departments must be at the British Library, if they were sat there with one of these automated things, you'd have to do the first, you know, are you a human being? Yes. Please read this code back to us. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes, 1, 2, 3, 4. And then, because there would be so many departments, they'd have to group the departments and it would look like an org chart. So you'd have press 1 for this and 2 for that and 3 for that and 4 for something else. So you press 4. You are now through to document support. Press 1 for this and 2 for that and 3 for something else. You'd be there all day.
And they're probably charging you a premium rate.
Well, I went there, when I then went down to the building itself, the same people who answered the phone were actually working reception. And there was only about three or four of them. Now, it was unusual for somebody to be visiting, so they didn't get that many visitors a day. But one of them would instantly come off the phones, and they would deal with you as you walked through and told you, you know, where the reading room was for you to go work. They would bring all the stuff out to you.
Simon.
And you would photocopy it. No, I can honestly say it didn't work like that, Simon, luckily.
Go.
And then she would then go back, and then she'd start answering the phone again. But you, as you sat in reception waiting for something, and you watched these women on the phone, they were a million times faster than any automated system. Seriously. So I don't understand the appeal of automated systems myself. You must be on the phone for that much longer. But then if they make it a premium rate, then maybe they want you on the phone for a while longer. It's just, ooh, Pete's got his audio dropping out. No, we're fine here. Could it be you? Let us know. If you are having audio woes, let us know. So are we all booked for the Google event? We'll have a good old laugh for the Google event. Can't see me buying any smart home stuff. I just think we've got far too many Echoes, haven't we?
Mm.
And that's probably the best one. Although, the other night, this one decides he's going to bed.
Who's so, this one?
You.
Me.
So he toddles out onto
this
the...
This one?
Yes, and he toddles out onto the landing and says the A word.
So Alexa.
No, you'll set Jonathan's off. I will use the E word, but I mean the A word. So, Echo. Turn the landing light on. Totally ignores him. Tries again. Eventually, like fifth time, he gets the landing light on. Then he toddles off and he's in the bedroom. And he's trying to turn off the bedroom light. He was screaming that loud. You would have heard him at the end of the street. Why didn't you just turn it off at the wall and be done?
Because you're not allowed to turn it off at the wall.
I, in the end, had to do that in the bathroom, but it seemed to fix it.
And have you turned it back on at the wall?
No, it's all sorted.
Right.
Otherwise, you'd have told me about it by now. There was the night the internet went, which meant I couldn't turn any lights off at all. I had to leave them turned on. That's ridiculous, isn't it, when you think about it? You would imagine there was some kind of internal logic going on, but apparently not. As soon as I said the A word, she just said, I cannot connect to the internet. I don't want to know. You know what it needed, Simon? Go, go, go. But she didn't. Not until she'd got an internet connection, she didn't. So I'm stood there with all of the lights on and I thought, well, I could turn them off at the wall. But if I turn them off at the wall, Mike wouldn't have noticed. So the next morning when he got up, he'd have been screaming at her to turn them on. And even if we'd have had internet, she wouldn't have been able to because they were actually physically turned off at the wall. So I just left them all on. Then when I got out of bed, I got the stink eye and he said, you left all the lights on. I went, there was a long story with that.
You're not giving me the get the stink eye.
I did. I got. Why did you leave all the lights on? Just like Mum used to do. You've left this light on. Yeah, Mum. That's because I'm in the toilet. Can you leave it be? She was obsessive about turning lights off, wasn't she? Dad was just as obsessive about turning them on. So that was always great fun. No, your Echo lights don't work if you've not got an internet connection, which is a bit of a problem. So I left them there. I did. But at the moment, everything's working all right. We do have a couple more to install, actually, Mike. We've got one in the understairs cupboard that needs putting in.
Yeah.
And there's the one in the hall, but I'm not quite sure what we're going to do with that.
Hmm.
The one in the hall is a nightmare. It's a very flat fitting and it's glass. Attached to the ceiling, you've got a metal plate and you need screws to attach this glass thing. It's like square, but only about 3 inches deep. Because obviously in the hall, you've not got the height to have anything dangling down. So I thought the last time, you know, let's get in here, let's change the bulb on that. Now, the bulb does actually need changing, doesn't it? But the last time we got in, there's no room to get the screwdriver in because it's flush to the ceiling. So the two of us are balancing on two different ladders. Obviously, it takes two hands with the screwdriver. Somebody else has got to hold the glass thing. So do you know what we did? It was quicker to put wall lights in. So we've got a broken bulb stuck in this fitting. And I actually fitted wall lights. And the wall lights are looking very nice. But I do need to get into this other thing, I think. I'm looking to change it because it's too difficult to get into, isn't it? But obviously right now, not really the time to be buying trinkets for the house. Because that would necessitate going out. and that would necessitate dealing with people. So yeah, that's not happening. Have you noticed, Mike, on this Hey Google Smart Home Summit page, it says starting in 7 days, 7 hours?
No.
That can't be right if it's starting at 6 o'clock in a week, unless it's got itself giddy. Let's do a refresh. No, it's still saying 7 days, 7 hours. So that could be happening at any point then. Interesting. And there's a watch on demand there as well. But I'll just add the two to my calendar and be done. So that'll be us having a whale of a time next week. Yeah, smart homes, they're all right when everything works. Who else has got a smart home? And what have you got? We've got far too many Echo devices. Bulbs. Got anything else?
No.
I think that's about it, isn't it?
I think that's it, yeah.
I'm trying to think what else you would have. Does the fire count?
Why?
Because it's got remote control.
No.
Oh. You're just mean. I think that's very high tech.
Dots and bulbs.
We got all kinds of different ones.
We got an Echo Dot.
Is it a dot or a spot?
I've no idea.
I think it's a dot. I think we've got two Echo Dots. Let me open my Amazon app and find out. We've got two small ones, but there's dots and spots, isn't there? One of them doesn't have a speaker, and one does. So let me get into the Echo app and find out. We've got the first ones we got were the really big ones with the big speakers. Oh, for crying out loud. Recommended for you. I've just made the mistake of going in here. Recommended for you. Relax My Dog Official. The virtual pet sitter designed to calm and relax your anxious or stressed dog through relaxing music.
Does she look anxious or stressed?
No, she looks like she's having a ball. She's laid out kipping. So I don't think I need that. Might come in handy, though. You know what Kim was saying yesterday with poor Kiva?
Yeah,
you never know. Right, let's have a look what we've got. Echo devices.
Kim's not in tonight.
No, I've got an Echo Show, kitchen show, office, studio, bedroom. No, that's another show. I've got a stick. Oh, there we go. The kitchen dot. So, yes, I've got two dots, one black, one white. And I think that's it. Let's have a look. I think that's it. We basically got different ones. We've got some first gen, second gens, and I think we've got third gen. But we had to replace the one in the kitchen, didn't we? The one in the kitchen was a 5-inch or an 8-inch Echo Show?
Same as...
No, it's not the same as that. Oh. It's got a big black thing at the front where the speaker is.
Oh.
But it actually works. It still works.
Yeah.
But the screen's shocking. The screen went like it had burnt in lines. But we replaced that. Luckily, we had another one of those. Then we replaced the other one.
See you, Johnny. Say happy birthday to little sis.
Her name's Rachel.
I know her name's Rachel.
say happy birthday to Rachel.
Same as our baby daughter.
Yes, yes. Ooh, Jonathan's got a Nest thermostat. You bulbs bought them when I had more money than sense. But you know what? If they're still going... Then it was an investment. It all depends on how you look at it. A Nest thermostat would do is no good at all, would it? That would necessitate turning the heating on. We never turn the heating on. Last time the heating was on in this house was the year we moved in, which was 1979. After that, didn't really use the heating. Never gets that cold. It was very handy when that guy moved in next door, because he liked it subtropical.
True.
So it's a semi-detached. He likes it subtropical. He then had cavity wall insulation put in. So all of the heat in his house, the only way it could go was through our wall. So we don't actually need to turn the heating on. So that works fabulously well for us, to be honest. Don't know how it's working for him. It might be costing him a fortune. No, I don't think we do have anything else, do we? We don't have smart kettles or... Oh, do you remember the one who got the smart washer? And it would ping you and tell you when the next wash was.
Mm.
Or when it had finished its cycle. That was a scream. Because the couple who bought it, it was literally, you know, they're all like that these days. So they went out looking. She'd always done the washing. He had no interest in it. But the minute it was a smart one, I think they got a smart fridge and a smart washer. The minute it started sending messages and that, he was sitting there saying, oh, that washer's finished. He didn't get up to deal with it. He just wanted to know that it had actually finished. It's bloke tech. Bloke tech. Unbelievable. No, we didn't do any of that. I do think they do smart kettles, and I think you can set like an alarm on it. The other thing they did was the fridges where you could place an order with Amazon. And then Amazon brought those, what were they called? Oh, addicted. Was it a button, a smart button? We never had any. It was a joke, apparently. One year they did an April Fool's where there was a physical button. So you could like put, say, washing powder. You could put this physical button on your washing machine. And then when you ran out of powder, you could press it and it would order washing powder. And people thought it was fabulous. So they started making them. But they've since abandoned them. I can't remember what they were called. But basically, that was what it did. It was a small, cheap plastic button thing. They were £5 each. And you bought one button per thing you wanted to order. I mean, to me, it would have been far easier to have like a tablet on the fridge where you could order whatever you wanted. But they didn't do it like that. I can't remember what they were called. A dash button. A dash button, that's right. In case you were desperate for washing powder. Really desperate for washing powder. No, I've never been that desperate for washing powder either. Oh, I also found a story. Let me get the link for that. Wasn't that one? Where have you gone? It was that one, I think. Let me check it's the right one. I'm predicting Mike will be very interested in this one. You might already have seen it because it was a while ago. It was just under a year ago. But it's all about what we were talking about yesterday, Mike. Sweets. Mm. Apparently, big business. Us who were children in the late 70s, early 80s, have now got enough money and a long enough memory to want to buy the sweets we used to have as a child. So it's big business, apparently. Classic Confectionery, it's called. Who knew? The children who grew up on these, blah, 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 will still enjoy them in their 50s and 60s. They still do some of them, though, don't they? Like the sherbet ones.
But there's all of them.
Yes, there's a place called the Great British Tuck Shop. Have you seen that caramel bar? Because that caramel bar is the original, isn't it? But now it's like a yellow colour. But the original was orange. And look at that, an orange flavour Texan.
Where's the caramel bar?
Further down under Retro Sweet Bites. They've nicked our name. Bites! There's an original Cadbury's Fruit and Nut. My mum used to have those gold minis. Weren't they kind of chewing gum thing? There's the old wrappers off Galaxies and stuff. And I used to love those club biscuits. You know, club fruit biscuit. My dad loved the Fry's 5 centres. He could eat the white ones, but the 5 centres, it was a bar and it had 5 chunks in it, and each one was a different flavour. So there was like orange, strawberry, mint, 5 of them. I don't know, it was in dark chocolate, so I never ate it. But he loved that. That was his favourite. My favourite's to the left of it, and unfortunately you can't see it too well in that picture. Caramac.
Caramac crunchy, creamy fudge. Turkish Delight, Fruit Nut, Whole Nut, Dairy Crunch, Roses, Lion Bar. I like all of these.
Yeah, and look what's up towards the bottom near the Toffo, Mike.
There's the Toffo.
Nostalgia is the future. And what's they've got 2 packets of?
Bounty.
No.
Marathon, Double Decker.
Where Aero. Are you? Are you looking at the flat thing there?
No. I'm looking at the big picture.
That one? Because I'm going
Spangles.
Down.
Spangles!
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 Why don't you tell them how fond of Spangles your father was?
When I was a kid, we used to get, as I'm sure some of you did, I mean, I don't know if they do them in America.
Spangles, I wouldn't have thought
so. Not Spangles.
Oh, Fredo Frost.
No, selection. Oh, you've ruined the punchline now.
Go on.
No, selection boxes. Selection things at Christmas.
Oh, is that how come you have the Spangles?
Yeah, we used to get selection boxes at Christmas, as I'm sure many of you did. And there was always Spangles. And obviously, you know, they're sweets, aren't they?
They're boiled sweets.
Yeah.
With lots of sugar in.
So my dad used to say, if you throw those Spangles away, I'll buy you a Fredo Frog.
Because he was a chemist.
Pharmacist.
Whatever.
No, you know what's in the top picture?
Go on. What have I missed?
Between the picnic and the double decker, next to the candy tots. And the bounty.
Is that this one?
No, the very top picture.
Right, that one.
Yeah.
I don't remember the cabana.
United.
Where?
Between picnic and double decker.
Picnic.
There, down a bit.
United biscuit. I'd totally forgotten those. Oh, this is part two of last night. My word.
In our third strip.
That was.
There's only one United, and that's the chocolate biscuit.
That was a chocolate biscuit. No, it was a biscuit which was covered in chocolate, but on the top of it, the chocolate was really thick and it had like chunks of honeycomb in it. Oh, that was to die for. Also, I'm just looking at that and remembering fruit pastels in boxes. I swear they tasted better in the box. the creamy fudge, that one's got peanuts in. But I do remember the ones that didn't have peanuts in. Oh, this is taking me back. There's the peppermint cream and the fries cream that my dad liked. And the two bounties that we had. And an original marathon. None of this Snickers malarkey. I don't ever remember having a banjo, though. I'm betting you did. Refreshers, they still make refreshers. I saw those in Tesco. Why is the banjo in there twice? I don't remember a bit either.
Sweet cigarettes, yeah.
Good evening, Tracy. Good to have you with us. I used to adore Toffo. I think you can still buy Toffo, can't you?
I've no idea.
I'll
probably get them online. My gran used to buy me sweet cigarettes with a little red end.
You're not allowed to have the red end these days. Sorry and all that, Mike, but no, that's not happening. I thought Toffo you could buy, but apparently not. Let's have a look.
You seen what Pete's put? Clubs were good, but trios were better. Trio. Trio. I want a trio and I want one now.
Oh, my word. Hello, Anthony. How are you doing? Doesn't look like... Well, Tesco's don't have Toffos. I love those. I really did love those. I was allowed a treat once a week on a Saturday night. And I always wanted something toffee-based. I tell you what isn't on here that I used to get.
There you go. Buy Toffo online.
Bluebird Toffee. Do you remember you used to get a bar of it?
Yeah.
Oh, you can buy them.
Yeah, direct from Nestle.
Well, why do you have to look like... They look like
pesky ones.
How many's in the packet? Three?
About three, probably.
More bites, less Mac these days. Well, we're quite happy to talk tech if you like, but have you noticed how animated everybody gets when we find some old chocolates?
15 chocolate bars you can no longer buy, but we all miss.
Go on, run us through them and we'll give you a yes or a no.
Which we talked about, didn't we?
Isn't it in this picture?
The Secret.
Don't even remember that. It was so secret, I don't remember
it. The Texan.
Texans were to die for.
They were withdrawn from sale in 1984.
It was criminal.
But made a brief return as limited edition in 2005. Toffo. Cadbury's Dream. I'm sure you can get some of these.
No, Cadbury's Dream, it's the white chocolate and it came back. But you can only get it from B&M.
Oh. Cadbury's Rumba. 5p. I'll paste the link to this in a minute. Cadbury's Snowflake.
Oh, I remember that.
Who's that?
Wasn't it a flake?
Who's that? Advertising it.
Oh, come on. Anthea Turner and Grant Duda.
Bovey.
There, didn't she get done for that?
Did she?
Yeah. I think she was doing a shoot for one of those Hello magazine things.
Yeah, OK magazine published photos of Anthea Turner and Grant Bovey's wedding, in which the happy couple appeared to promoting the chocolate bars, chocolate treats. They denied it was a sponsorship deal. Caramac Kit Kat.
Caramac? I don't remember. Is that two items or one?
One.
No, I don't remember
Touchdown.
That. Don't remember that either.
Banjo.
Well, Banjo, I've seen the label, but I'd never had it. So what was in it? It says new extra flavour, and then it says Banjo.
Chocolate wafer nuts in a blue wrapper with yellow writing. Well, the red version was toasted coconut.
Yeah, it says coconut underneath.
Flake
it.
Snow. And Taz. Do you remember Taz?
I remember the name.
Fry's 5 cent chocolate cream.
That was my dad's favourite.
Terry's Pyramint. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
There's the Banjo peanut there.
There you go. If anyone's interested, I'll stick the link in.
So Tracy says, has Turkish Delight
disappeared? I thought I'd seen Turkish Delight.
I thought I'd seen Turkish Delight. I think that's still available. But it might be that it's sold in bulk to specific stores. But I definitely thought that was still available. It's in like a sickly... No, you can still get that, Tracy. Tesco's have got that.
This 15 chocolate bars you could no longer buy, but we all miss, was in December 2017 in the Coventry Telegraph by a guy who's the advanced content writer.
There you go. There's your Turkish Delight. It didn't used to be that colour. It used to be in a deeper purple packet than that. And no, you can't sell children anything that looks like cigarettes. So what they did was they've renamed them candy sticks. So instead of calling them cigarettes, they renamed them candy sticks and they took the red thing off the end. Wasn't there a Siri thing about that? We talked about this on a MacBites a while back. And we were saying that that was what we'd had as a child and that they had just, I think they'd just announced what they were doing with them in terms of that they wouldn't have the red end anymore and stuff like that. And the series had something to say about it. Let's have a look. Anthony says, you always thought Yorkie bars would break your teeth. I always had to be so careful because my teeth were fragile anyway. Let me see if I can find it.
Pav's Patch, my crusade to bring back Toffos.
There's so many of these, isn't there? Oh, this is going to annoy me. I wonder how long ago it was.
That was 2008.
No, I'm thinking about when they did the candy sticks instead of cigarettes. I'm thinking it must have been quite a while ago.
I was reminiscing over a packet of Spangles on Google. This was on Reddit.
Not in there either.
I'm sad that I'd forgotten about them. I was reminiscing over a packet of Spangles on Google and saw an image of flavoured Toffos. Pacers. Do you remember Pacers?
I do remember that.
Yeah.
There you go. I found it. Right, now let me find it online or somewhere in here.
Do you remember fruit salads?
I do. Used to love those. They were gorgeous. They were like a chewy, a candy chew, weren't they?
Yeah, we used to get Turkish Delight like that, Tracy. We bought some for Elaine's mum. You love Turkish Delight.
In the box?
Yeah, that's what Tracy's saying.
Yeah. That was
real Turkish Delight. As
it was. It was a wooden box.
Yeah.
And it was sold at that place in Bramall.
Yeah.
And she loved it. She said it was the nicest Turkish Delight she'd ever had. That Cadbury's, is it Cadbury's one? The one that's covered in chocolate.
Yeah.
It's more like jelly.
It is, isn't it? It's not real.
There's no icing sugar with it.
Yeah.
But the true stuff she adored, I think it had pistachio in it.
You can get them with pistachio.
Hence, they're absolutely loving it.
I think we got some more.
We did. We got it from the little place in Bramall, and then I think they moved in somewhere, didn't they?
Yeah.
All right, let me have a look. I'm frantically trying to find this. This will be funny.
I was just going to say something then.
And it's totally for you.
When I was at school in first year, the woman, the teacher who was our form tutor, actually ran the tuck shop, which meant that all of us used to be the servers in the tuck shop.
Now there's a job to have. Yeah. Just saying.
So we had penny chews and fish and chips, not fish and tips.
I love those. I did like those.
And obviously crisps, all kinds of stuff.
Obviously. Right.
It was like a packet of fish and chips would be 5p. I mean, this was back in 1978. So a packet of fish and chips would be 5p. So you'd give them 10p and it would be, can I have a packet of fish and chips and the rest in chews?
What are you like?
What have you found?
You keep talking. Right, I need to get this keyed up to the right place. This was episode 110 of MacBites. You know, to get back to what we do, which is tech. Only this was the end of the show. So what I need to do is find the end of the show.
Did anyone else have a tuck shop at school?
We did. And can I admit that when I started there in first year, aged 11, I didn't know what a tuck shop was.
Me neither.
Led a sheltered life.
Me neither.
I soon discovered.
Simon had a tuck shop. Did anyone else work in the tuck shop doing the serving? We all used to queue up outside the, it was in the playground, and you'd jostle each other to get served. Just for a laugh. Oh yeah, sherbet lollies.
Right, I've got a MacBites keyed up. It's episode 110. And at the end of it, we have the Siri sketch. And this was the Siri sketch at the end of 110. So you ready? You ready, Mike?
Yeah.
Right, let's get that up so I can hear it. See you next time.
What's all this stuff for?
This isn't just stuff.
What is it then?
It's the foundation of my master plan.
You have a master plan?
I most certainly do.
For what?
Regaining our rightful place at the top of the MacBites HQ pecking order.
Aren't we already at the top of that?
Well, I like to think we are.
So what's the problem then?
Alexa.
Good point. She's so full of herself.
That she might be, but she'll be a dim memory when I execute my master plan.
So, what is it then?
I thought I'd treat the crew. I bought them some candy sticks.
Great idea. Remind them of their youth.
I've even added the glowing red ends to each one.
Brilliant. Can I try one?
Of course.
What did you use to make the ends red?
A tin of food coloring I found in the kitchen.
Siri, this isn't food coloring.
It isn't?
No, it isn't. It's gloss paint.
Gloss paint? Oh well, never mind. It's the thought that counts.
Rather you than me, when the crew share their thoughts about this with you.
Yes, so that was what we did when we discovered that candy sticks no longer had red ends. Do you know, you can't do anything with kids these days. It's a wonder we survived, isn't it? I climbed trees.
Well, Jed posted that thing, didn't he, on Saturday night?
Yeah, that was so true. Yeah. That was my childhood. Yes, how you went home and you changed into your play clothes.
And you drank out of a hose pipe.
Yep, I did that. I climbed on the garage roof. I climbed on the shed roof. I lived to tell the tale. Sorry about that, Anthony. It doesn't usually, although there have been occasions overnight when I'm trying to record things like that, that the echoes get very giddy and one was on the landing. The one next to me totally ignored it. And the one outside on the landing started up and I had to dive out and turn her off because she was too close to the bedroom and I didn't want Mike woken up. Oh. Really? the Star Trek Club chick magnet. Really? Oh, I just love being a tomboy, basically. I didn't like the playing with dolls bit. I liked adventures. I usually was playing with the lads, actually, playing football. I love playing football. Jumpers for goalposts. Probably not allowed to do that these days, either.
Probably not.
No. And I like reading, obviously, like reading.
Look at this.
I know. She's got her head under the fan now, right next to the cool box. Doesn't look like I'm going anywhere anytime soon. Although she's very strange, because then all of a sudden she'll just wake up and walk out. So, and we're like, was it something we said? But no. Ah, Tracy. Fabulous. There were girls who thought I was a bit strange. But then I used to see their pink fluffy princess bedrooms and think they were very strange. Each to their own. Kids don't have that these days, though. Have you noticed at church? One comes in a Minions T-shirt, and the next week, everybody is wearing a Minions T-shirt. One comes in because somebody came to church with a kid, and it was the kid's birthday, and she had a princess outfit on from 8 o'clock that morning. And I mean full regalia, you know, little Cinderella shoes, a crown. She was wearing pink from head to toe. She had netting off the back of this crown. It was ridiculous. It looked like a wedding. And I just looked and I thought, you know, is it the kid that wants this? Or is it the parents that wants the kid to have a fantastic day to remember? Because the days I remember, I wasn't done up to the nines. I remember Mum taking me out for clothes for weddings. You know, when you had to go to a family wedding.
Mm.
I was dragging my heels. The first time I went, I had to go to a family wedding. I can't have been that old. I'm reckoning somewhere between 2 and 3. Because I don't remember, I have no recollection whatsoever of the wedding. But I was a flower girl. And I could not have been that old. And they were all in a bedroom. This is my clear memory of the day. We were like putting this bedroom, getting ready before the wedding. It must have taken them about 7 hours. That's what put me off at a wedding, you know. Because the minute you mention, oh, wedding, Gretna. Hmm, not a bad idea. Oh, no, you can't do that. You need the cake. You need this. You need the reception. Blah, blah. And you're like, eh, okay, we won't bother. It's too much involved. I think I was mentally scarred as a child. So after that, I didn't like it. So I didn't like going out and have to try clothes on for weddings. Put me off completely. There's far too many much more exciting things going on in the world. Like these things now where they're saying you can't, you can have a wedding, but only with 30 people or less, and you can't sing. And you've got to use hand sanitizer before you swap rings. I mean, what couple these days getting married isn't living together to start with? So what's the need for the hand sanitizer? But never mind. And then they said, you know, so would you do it? Well, isn't it about the marriage rather than the wedding?
Mm.
So technically, it doesn't matter. But I can see all the brides sitting there weeping and wailing because it's their big day. I don't think I'd be able to get it over with fast enough because it's not really your big day, is it? Everybody else hijacks it.
And it's everyone else.
It's everybody else's big day, yeah. This is why I'm not bothered. But we'll see. We'll see. We did threaten the Gretna thing again, didn't we? Jonathan sent a photo through. They sent me a link, actually, to a hotel in Gretna. Yes, there it is. This was the one I focused on. The hotel was beautiful. We never saw a hotel like that in Gretna, I can assure you. It looked amazing. But there was one photo. And I was going to show it Mike and I haven't shown it him yet. So I'll upload it to Droplet and I will share it with you all. This is what would get us to Gretna, I feel. You ready, Mike? You'll like
Go
that.
Go on then.
It looks amazing. Oh, yes, please. But not the wedding. Oh, just imagine serving yourself from that, Mike.
Hmm.
It's pretty much got everything, hasn't it? I actually wondered, there was one thing there I wasn't sure about.
What's the thing between the sausage and tomatoes?
Pudding. At the beginning it's black pudding, isn't it? The bit near the front is black pudding. What's the bit at the back? I wondered if it was haggis. I first thought hash brown, but the hash browns are at the other end.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. That is not black pudding at the back. Maybe Tracy would know what it is, being the foodie. But is it bread? Is it like pieces of fried bread? if it is, it's a bit dark. The tomatoes don't actually look cooked, to be honest, do they? But the rest of it looks very nice. I wondered if it was haggis. But haggis, if it's haggis, then they've cooked it in circles. Because we love haggis. But it doesn't normally look like that. We cook it properly and then do the knife down the middle and it all kind of explodes out of the inside. So it wouldn't be circular like that. Unless they've just cooked it. Oaty black pudding. I guess it could be. It's too circular to be bread, I think. But then it might be. It looks like there's onions. The top one at the back looks like it's got onion in it. I wonder if it's bubble and squeak. Imagine it's an odd colour for bubble and squeak. However, the mushrooms, the hash browns, the bacon, the sausage. some black pudding. And the beans and the eggs are fabulous. Oh, Deb, let's get married in Gretna. Something to do with baby's parents, church or divorce. We just didn't quite like it much, but... Hello, Kim! Allergy shot. I'm not surprised. That's very brave. God, sit there for an hour. That is very brave. Well done. I think I'd have legged it. In fact, I don't think I'd have got out of the house. I heard the gate go this afternoon and it was like, whoa, somebody's in my zone. Some of you too close, go away. But I do like the Amazon money. Ooh, never heard of that, Tracy. I will look that up. It would make sense, wouldn't it, if it was something to do with the black pudding because it's in the same bowl. Ooh, yes, it does. It does look very like that. Ooh, well, I'd try it. Apparently, it also goes by the name of blood sausages. That looks like a black pudding, but maybe it's not. Ah, so it's Spanish. Ooh. Going to have to try that. We'll have to suggest that when we can finally get hold of some. Quite fancy a fry up now, Mike.
Blood sausages. You want a fry up?
Quite fancy one looking at that. Trouble is, we never really have the time, do we? We need to make another 27 hours per day and then we would have the time for that. But that looked really nice. I just like the way that they were serving it. Black pudding is blood sausage. I guess it is in a way, isn't it? Thing with black pudding is they can cook it in so many different ways. Sometimes you get black pudding in it and it doesn't actually look or taste like it's been cooked at all. It's warm maybe, but it's not got that cooked texture. Other times you get it, it's been incinerated and you can barely get a fork through it. I think there is a happy medium. I would say in that picture that looks, the stuff at the front looks a little bit undercooked. Mind you, not as undercooked as the tomatoes. But the rest of it, oh yes, I could do without the black pudding at a pinch. And you don't really bother with the beans, do you?
No.
Do you know I never got beans on toast? You know when I said I fancied beans on toast?
You didn't, did you?
No, I didn't, no. Poor me. I don't think I'm deprived, don't worry.
If you want beans on toast, I'll do your beans on
toast. No, I'd actually moved, if you remember, to eggs on toast. I said I quite fancied egg on
eggs
toast.
Eggs as well.
Could have eggs or beans. Imagine the toast, if the toast shrinks anymore, because you know they've been gluten-free.
Yeah.
It's like pygmy-sized pieces. Oh dear, poor Tracy. What are these things made of? Yeah, that's a very interesting point. I am not 100% sure. It's got a kind of peppery taste to it, but it's very different by location. So you would go here, you would probably buy it from the Berry Black Pudding Company, and theirs would taste quite nice, but sometimes it does not taste nice at all. It's incredibly variable, that, at best. What about haggis, Tracy? Do you like haggis? This is not sounding good with these allergy shot things, no. Is it? Oh, dear.
No.
No, not for me. Not for me. I don't do anything voluntarily, medicinally.
I had allergy tests when I was about 12.
What were they testing for?
Well,
allergic to school?
No, I had a hacking cough, didn't I, for years and years and years and years and years.
That's because you were eating gluten.
I know it was.
And it went when you stopped.
Yeah. Well, that didn't show up in the test.
Brilliant. Genius.
And it certainly wasn't coronavirus back in about 1979.
That's the thing with tests, though. They don't always find it, do they? I mean, you clearly didn't have a big enough reaction to that, but the hacking cough did totally stop after about 20 years.
Given the ingredients not on your Nelly, what are we talking about?
Haggis. Yes, haggis. Ooh. Let's have a look, Mrs. Simon. Is this something one would want to make at home? Possibly not. Let's have a look. I'd never had it, haggis. But we went to a Burns night about 2 years ago now. And obviously they were serving haggis. So I looked at it. Mike was late to that one, so he didn't get to taste the haggis. But I looked at it and I was with Nina and she'd never had haggis either. So we're like poking it with a fork. And I said, go on. I will if you will. And we tried it and it actually tasted quite nice. Obviously, when you know what's in it, yeah, maybe you wouldn't bother. But if you just forget that and eat it, it actually tastes really nice. Then, of course, Mike was like, you've had haggis and I've not had haggis. So I said, we'll do some haggis. And as luck would have it, that night, were there only the three couples from Brooklands?
Think so, yeah.
I think there were. They'd put all the Brooklands people together on one table. And they'd got a big prize draw. So they pulled out the first one and was it Stuart or Chidge?
Chidge.
I think Chidge won the first one. And the one who wins the first prize goes up and pulls out the next one. So Stuart and I was like, Chidge, you know, pick us out. And he picked Stuart out. So Stuart went up and got the second prize. So as Stuart was going up to pick out the third one, I said, Stuart, you know, I'm the only one left. And he picked me out. We've not been invited back since. But my prize was a Scottish cookery book. So luckily, we did make some haggis and tried it, and it was most palatable. That is very true, Pete. If you knew what it was, you probably wouldn't eat it. But haggis is nice. It's got a nice, spicy, peppery flavour to it. Like beef, really. But with more flavour. It's nice. I would recommend it. I had haggis in a hotel in Scotland, but wouldn't want a lot of it. I think that's the thing with haggis. A little bit does go a long way because it is quite spicy. Served correctly, it's actually the starter. So this Burns Night thing, they'd done it all the right way. They even had the dessert, which was very weird. That dessert's got a name, hasn't it? It's raspberries and oats rolled in cream. But the oats are supposed to have been stood overnight in whiskey. Whatever they had done with these, no. They were far too dry. So I wouldn't say the dessert was grand. What did they... Oh, they've changed it, didn't they, for a fruit salad this year? Mm. Yes. But we're going to do our own. Oh, Mrs. Simon's off to cook dinner. Oh, this talk is making you hungry. Enjoy.
Night-night, Mrs. T. Is Mr. T going with you?
That's the one, Tracy. Let me have a look at the pictures.
I thought Mr. T did the cooking, or was that just the bread?
That's the bread. Yeah, it looked like that-ish. The one that's showing up on
Crinefin,
the right.
Is it that?
It's like layers, isn't it? It wasn't served like that. It was supposed to be folded into it, but it had the same ingredients, let's put it like that, toasted oats, but not done correctly. So it was far too dry. So I wouldn't particularly try that again. Ugh. The cream was okay and the raspberries were okay. Rest of it, no. And I wasn't particularly over enamoured with any alcohol in it. But I think I vaguely remember giving that to you because you turned up by that point. Ours look more like that one there, I would say. Let's post this one. It was actually served like that, and I thought
didn't
it should
look more like that one.
Put that one in as well. But it was in a bowl like that, wasn't it? The one I've got here. So it wasn't like folded in properly, nor did it have like the stuff drizzled over the top. And there certainly was no shortbread. Oh my. I will have to check all of these. Ooh, a recipe. Should I try making it and see if I'm any better? I couldn't be much worse. It was terrible. I won't say they got complaints.
Oh, it doesn't like that URL.
See, that one looks proper in a smaller glass, done right. But this other one just looked like it had been kind of slopped in there. Is that one of yours not working?
Yeah. Just probably need to take the first bit.
You've got a question mark on it. Is the question mark working?
Let's take the first bit.
Oh, no, it doesn't like that, does it? No. Right, let's take the end off then and see if that works. Nope, says missing signature, even if you take the end
that's
off.
That's what I'm getting.
Why don't you just drag it down and send it up to Droppler?
I could do.
I may well give this a try. I might tweak it slightly, though. Oh, it says only 15 minutes. How on earth do you pronounce that? I'm not even going to try. Tracy can do phonetics for me. I'm not even going to try. So what do you need? Oatmeal, got that. Raspberries, can buy that. Caster sugar, probably somewhere. Double cream, yep, we can get some. Honey, they didn't put honey with it. And you can do without the whiskey. So I will try. So is that one now working?
No, I've just posted the link. There's lots of pictures.
So ours was the one that looked like slop, basically.
Yeah, it's the second one down.
Let's have a look. Yes, it was. It looked like the second one with a raspberry on top of it. But apologies to anybody who may be eating, but it looked like somebody had already eaten it once.
I was going to say that.
Somehow we've got round to magical food again. We need to do the Mac Bites flapjack, don't we?
We do.
And share that.
Yeah.
Oh, we need to get around to that. We will do. We will do. I've been busy-ish today, trying to work out how on earth I'm going to fit the stuff in that I need to fit in. But I'm getting there. I'm getting there. So I've half prepped something. But then the unthinkable happened. Can I blame Kim for this?
Probably.
It would be unkind, really, wouldn't it? The unthinkable happened in terms of I was looking for something I'd made a note of. Well, obviously, the place to head for that is Notion. So I heads off into Notion and I goes into my notes system and realises it needs completely rewriting. I keep saying this. You go into Notion and you build it and it's perfect. And 3 months later, you think, what was I thinking? And that's what I was thinking with my notes system. So I had to take... Kim says I can blame her for anything. Well, it was a good blame, this, Kim, because I took the time and I redesigned the notes system. So you might want to see that. I'm sure I did the notes bit, didn't I? I linked it in with the journal days, so you can always look at your journal and find what notes you were working on that day.
Pete sent us his document on airway management in trauma.
Oh, cool. Cool. Which one's this? Is Pete still there?
He didn't say he was going.
Yeah, I'm looking at that diagram, Pete. You said there was no panic, so it got pushed to the middle of the week. But I am looking at it. Excellent. Oh, Kim's very interested in that. Well, I made the decision as I was looking...
Pete's still here.
I was looking at the notes and I was thinking I deliberately kept them unstructured. So you could tag them and you can search by anything. You can search by the date, you can search by the tag, you could search by the text, the title, you could order them. So I figured I'd done enough. But then as I was actually looking at it with a view to retrieving information, I suddenly realised that it lacked structure. That the one thing I hadn't built into it was the ability to create notebooks. Because if you think about the way Notion works, it doesn't work like that. Evernote works like that. Notion doesn't work like that. So I started kicking around a few ideas, at which point I was reading this article, which was suggesting virtually the same, but in a totally different way. And I'm looking at it. You know, when you read something and 99.9% of people would say, that's fabulous, I'll just build that. And I'm looking at it thinking, that's fabulous in theory, but it won't work. Which then took me down a path of, well, I like the idea, so how am I going to make it work? This is how come work doesn't get done. This is how come pretty little things are built in Notion. And then Then I turn around 6 hours later and think, right, what was that one note I was just going to put in there? And I've totally forgotten, totally lost it. So give me a little bit of time to kick the tyres a bit and see if it's as good as I think it's going to be and get my notes in it. But I've had a complete rethink with the notes, basically. I wouldn't throw out what I've got. So whatever you've built, if you built it based on what I said, I'm looking to extend it, not replace it, because I think the foundations are there. But you think about, so similar to how I write. It's dreadful, Pete. I'll look up and I'll think, oh my God, it's 1:30. I'm sure I was doing something at 8:00. And then I'll find said post-it note and I'll think, really? Was it really worth all the drama for that? But I think the thing is, when you don't have a system in Notion and you build a system, you build the system from the perspective of filing stuff. Your mindset is not at the place it would need to be to think about retrieving the information. And that's where I was at. You've read loads and written little. When you're reading, Pete, are they physical books or are they PDF books? Or papers, indeed. But are they digital papers or are they physical papers? Because there's something else that's been pulling up my attention this week. And for research, the kind of research you do, it would be spot on perfect. So I could push that up a bit as well. Circuitous thinker. Mainly PDF. Oh, Pete. This would be fabulous. I shall make myself a post-it note. I've got my post-it notes, but I've also got my post-it note board in front of me, so it gets put in the right place. Yeah, that would work well. So would I be right in thinking that you will find some articles, maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 of them, and you'll want to read them all and then concoct some notes from them? Would that am I on the right track? Because if I am, I've got the most amazing toy. If that's what it involves, I have the most amazing toy. Some books, but get printed, they're out of date. That's the trouble, isn't it? I remember doing research on Myadil. Oh, what a nightmare. We didn't want anything from a book because they had to scan it. If it was an article, we could do it. Sounds right. Okay, in that case, I'll see how far I get with that. Because I've got to make my mind up tonight what we're doing on Friday. Oh, Deb quite likes that too. I could probably do it on Friday. The thing that's putting me off is having a good example to demonstrate it. Maybe I should go get some medical papers. Mind you, I wouldn't know which bits to highlight, would I? I just highlight the bits of like, oh, criminally negligent. So, yeah, I'll have a think about it. But I think it would work well for you, Pete. Do you have an iPad? I remember if Pete's ever mentioned an iPad. We know you've got an iMac because there was the calamity when the iMac arrived. But do you have an iPad? And if you do, is it a big iPad or a little iPad? Shouldn't make a difference. But I've reached an age where I'm going to have to get stronger glasses if I'm going to use that small iPad for this job. Let me know. You could do the legal cases I mentioned the other day. That's a good idea, actually, Kim. That's not a bad idea. I actually found a site and I'm reading it thinking, wow, if this had been around when I was a student. It was a completely free to use site and it had all the case references and details of the cases, which would have been so much easier. I had to have a pilot's case and it was crammed full of books. You needed a lift to get it up the stairs. It was so heavy, particularly when I started doing land law, which is a living nightmare. So Deb's got the big iPad. IV diesel. Oh, genius. The things these people write. I'm going to have a read of that later. Yeah, I could show you. The thing I'm thinking is, you know, it's for consolidating information from multiple places. And obviously I do that. But I think when you're not a student or a doctor or a lawyer, you don't have the same need to kind of summarise multiple sources down to a particular derivative. But doing the legal things. An 11-inch iPad Pro. Awesome. Have you used Pocket? I have used Pocket. I must admit, not lately. I've got stuff in Pocket. Oh, was Pocket the one I wiped out? Or was that Instapaper? I just found it, you know, one more place to go and check for stuff. So I basically rebuilt Pocket in Notion. And I clip things to Notion, but I clip them like pre-filtered. So if there's something that I want to talk about on MacBytes or something tech-related, it will go in, I think the page is called Links Tech or Links MacBytes. And then I've got other pages that are identical, but in a different topic, and then I will clip to those. So I'm basically using two at the moment. Pretty much everything clips nicely to Notion, and the stuff that doesn't, the only thing I found that will clip it is Bear. So I actually pay for Bear, and I don't use it, apart from clipping when it can't clip. Bear is a beautiful, beautiful app, but it doesn't fit. It would be gratuitous to add it to my workflow because I don't need it. You know, the stuff is elsewhere, but Bear can virtually capture anything, and it's pretty. The only problem I had was when I was clipping something, and it was a long tutorial with like 30,000 images in it, and that it came through to Bear absolutely perfect. I think Notion choked on the length of it, but it came through to Bear perfect. It looked beautiful. Then I had the issue of trying to get it out of Bear, and you know you've got text that won't send the images. You've got Markdown, that will send a link to the images, but not the actual images. All kinds of other things. And eventually I did get a workflow that worked where I could take it out of Bear into a format and then take it from that format straight into Notion. So that's why I have Bear. Genealogists need to do proof arguments. I've done a little bit of that, but not in terms of genealogy. I've done proof arguments where... I had a site for an actor, and you would research back what he had been in. And I'm talking like, you know, the early 70s. And there was no point getting some information from one site. If you read on one site that he'd been in, you know, Jack and Jill in 1972 at the Adelphi Theatre, and you couldn't find mention of that anywhere else, then your best bet is to get onto the Adelphi Theatre and hope that they can help you, because you need it from at least two sources, two independent sources, before I was prepared to put it on the website. So a little bit like that. So what I would do, what I actually did, I built what I called my proofs database in Bento. And it was enough. I mean, it wasn't spectacular, but it was enough. It would have had the project. So either a TV program. I mean, he even did adverts in the late 60s. And I'd actually got some of those. So whatever it was, the piece of work, and then the date of it, or at least the year of it. And then I'd have like a linked table. You could do this by embedding a table within a record that had multiple records in it, and the multiple records were the proof, the independent verification for that. So I did build that, but obviously it was nothing on the level that I would imagine you would need. So Pete used it for a few weeks, didn't keep up with it, need to start on Notion once the book's done. Do we have a date for the book, Pete? Do we have a time frame? Oh, Pete's going to be a star. So Kim clips to DevonThink. DevonThink's great for clipping. DevonThink is amazing because you can clip in so many different formats. I clip to DevonThink. I actually make a decision, and this sounds really weird, between two. There's two places that I would stick stuff. One would be DevonThink and the other would be Evernote. And I just kind of know which one to put it in. I think of DevonThink as being longer term. But DevonThink for clipping is fantastic. There's so many different ways of getting stuff in there. It's amazing. In fact, I was actually thinking about that, Kim. I was thinking about the DevonThink demos that are highly in demand. And I was thinking there are so many different ways to get stuff in there that you could literally do one session on just getting stuff in there. And then I wondered seriously whether that was valuable, because most people probably look at the manual, see the 79 different ways to get stuff in and pick the one that suits them and then they stick with it. But there is actually a lot of different ways to get stuff in there. Some more automated than others. Some completely automatic. So I wondered if a session on how to get all kinds of stuff using lots of different ways to get, of getting it into DevonThink had any value or not. So you need to let me know that. Working on two proof arguments that are making me bang my head against the wall. That sounds like a lot of my work. Everything is valuable to me. The thing with DevonThink is the way it works with the artificial intelligence, it will find you stuff that you don't know you need, which is so useful. I'll search for something. And in fact, I just mentioned that actor's site. He did a play, and this play toured in the UK. And we had some pictures from the play. We had some pictures from the official press photos. I think we might have snuck a sly one, but if we did, it was 2006. So I had a flip phone and you'd have needed a magnifying glass to identify anybody in it. But I opened up Devon Agent, which is a search basically. And I just thought, oh, I've never searched in here for that. So I put the name in. And a lot of the stuff that came up, I already knew about. But there was this site that came up and they had a whole range of photos from this play. I'd never seen them before. Once I knew where they were, I knew exactly the text that was on the page. And I thought, I'm just going to go to a browser and do the search in there with exactly the right text. Could not find these pictures in a standard search engine. No way. Could not get them to come up no matter what. So obviously I saved them out from where they were in Devon Agent. But it just shows you, you think to yourself, the only difference between kind of Bing and Google and DuckDuckGo is the security, but it's not. The artificial intelligence behind it found a whole range of stuff using Devon Agent that I had never found. And this was probably about 8 years after the play. And I'm to my like, whoa, look. And these photos were like, you know, we remembered that we'd seen them come out and, you know, someone had taken a photograph and there it was. It's amazing the stuff that we found. So DevonThink is great and their algorithm does really help surface information. That to me is the real strength of it. So dev clips in triplicate, proof statements and arguments with all the footnotes and source citations, but it must be done. It's true. And to be honest, it's easier to do it at the beginning. I've just talked Mike through a process that I did about 14 months ago. And for reasons best known to the company involved, I had to do it all again. So I'd registered a load of information and they'd got back to me and said, you need to do it again. I'm like, why? Because. So I had to do it again. But I do, when I got the information out, I thought, oh, I remember there was a problem with this. And they wanted you to put your company name in the field and the field wasn't long enough. And I remembered I'd had to ring them. Well, obviously, this was last night after close of business. And I'm like, I can't ring anybody now. And I had to go and dig out the information from 14 months ago. But I didn't know it was 14 months ago. So I'm typing things into Hootspot to try and find them on my system. Just like random. Well, you know, this is the name of the company and this was what it was about. And hoping that I found the information. I did. But what I did after that was I put it into Notion and I did the full works on it. I put my own explanations and my thoughts about it and why it was a problem and what I needed to do and the fact that I'd phoned them. Now I have a full record and I look at some of my notes and think, what did I mean? And I wish I'd been more verbose. So I'm trying that. Trying to be. I could probably do a session on Devon Agent. It's not tricky. It's quirky. It's quirky, Devon Agent. Is it bundled in with DevonThink? No, it's not. It's a totally separate app. I don't think it's expensive. And I think there is a discount if you're buying it with DevonThink. Let's have a look. I think from memory about £40 is coming to mind. Let's have a look. Buy. There's an express version, which is £4. Or a pro version, which is £41. Now, obviously, if you are thinking of buying anything this week, don't. Not until Thursday at the earliest, or Friday, even, because it's coming up to Independence Day. And people do usually have a 4th of July sale. No guarantee, but they might. Other thing to think about is the homepage of Devon Technologies. They are having a sale at the moment, which is Summerfest. Now, what's on sale? No, it's a... yep, you can get 25% off. There you go, Pete. If you use that coupon, you can get 25% off. So you'd get it for 20-odd pounds. And you need to be... It's Devon Agent. It doesn't actually say anything on the Devon Agent page, which is ludicrous.
Night, Pete.
Good night, Pete. There's your link. It's a quirky app. It's very, very quirky, very unusual. But it's because it's so integrated with DevonThink, that does make it nice when you're researching stuff. Honestly got to say that. I think one of the issues I'm having at the moment is the kind of stuff that should go in DevonThink against the kind of stuff that should go in Notion. Because DevonThink does have a mobile app. It's the DevonThink to go. But it's nowhere near as good as the desktop one. And the synchronization is basically say a prayer and wave a chicken. It's horrible to set up. It does work, but it's horrible. I have to have it three ways. I have to have it from my main computer that I do most of my clipping from a web browser on. If I want to then look at that on iOS, I have to set it up on each iOS device. But also my scanning is coming from yet another device. Although potentially Tracy has found a solution, but I think I'd have to go to Catalina for that. And I can't even think about that yet. Not until Biggles is out. Because I only ever go one version back. So I'm just going to have to wait for Biggles. But basically all three platforms need to synchronise. So I configured it all and it was all working. And then the scanning side broke. So I put another system in, a manual, one of my infamous hacks, Kim, to get the scanning side synchronising. It was all back online, working great. Then I noticed I was getting duplicates of every scan. So clearly what had happened was the original system had kicked back in. So I thought, I'll just delete them and I'll fix it later. In the meanwhile, I'm now only getting one copy again. So one of the two ways that I've actually got configured is not working, but I don't know which one. So it's one of those things I need to think about and probably, you know, set aside at least a day to work it out properly. And I just haven't had the time to do that. But the one on my desktop works brilliantly. So as long as I'm sticking with that, we do have a chicken. Wave a chicken. Have you never heard the song, Simon? Wave a chicken in the air. What's the song, Mike?
Stick a ditch hare at your nose.
That's the one. Spitting image. I do have lots of chickens. She's still on the first one. But you missed it at the beginning, Kim. She's got a new toy. Mike gave her a football. She went absolutely mad for it.
Soccer ball.
A soccer ball. It now has teeth marks all over it. And she spent the best part of about 30 minutes yipping at such a level, like an ear-piercing screech. She was having a ball with it, literally having a ball. So she's enjoyed that. She's now pegged in the office, although she has lifted her head up. Yes, little bit. There we go. A name to put to something I do all the time. It's like a Hail Mary, Simon. Wave a chicken in the air. She was very, very, very excited. We think she might want to go to the park, but people are in the park doing idiotic things, like walking over to you. Oh, poor Kiva. There was something else that you missed. See, you should never miss a marooned. I was checking on my Echo devices, and I went into the A word app on my phone. And the first thing that came up on the homepage was something you might find useful. It says recommended for you. And it says the virtual pet sitter is designed to calm and relax your anxious or stressed dog through relaxing music. So if I could find the link for that, I could send it to you. So have you got an Echo device?
It's basically... Miss A. She's got an Echo device called Miss A.
That's brilliant. That is brilliant. Well, this thing is called Relax My Dog Official. It looks like it's an app that you install, a skill, and then it will play things that will relax the dog. I'm presuming there's some kind of science behind it. But in principle, it's similar, isn't it? Just find something that the dog likes and put that on. If there's any science behind it, might be worth it. The icon's a kind of blue dog with a pair of headphones on. Obviously, if it picks the wrong stuff for your girl, she is going to let you know about it. Doggy relaxing music. What are we like with our beautiful children, hey? That's exactly what we do. Or put someone on talking. And then when she's had enough, she'll move on. Fabulous. Fabulous. Right, okay
Pete,
then. So
Pete wants to know if it's worth it.
£37 for the voucher. I think it is, Pete. I found that it finds things that nothing else does. The biggest hurdle to using it is remembering to use it. But once you remember to use it, once it's part of your workflow, you'll thank yourself. You will. Particularly if you've got DevonThink to clip the stuff straight into. Basically, your research is there already waiting for you.
Simon, of course you can.
Let's have a look. Can I show off my Eurovision Song Contest work research? Of course you can. Absolutely. I didn't see the link.
I didn't see the link. Stick the link in and we'll make sure.
Oh, was that the link we had problems with where it was Facebook and it was sending us all over the place? My all new infographics were brilliant. Yep, you send it through, Simon. No problem at all. You're right. Let us know how it goes, Kim. Hide in the garden for a bit and see if it works. Fingers crossed. But I'm going to try and... now we've got all the food sorted out, I'm going to have to find something nice for dessert. I'll definitely find something nice. Yeah, you stick it in Slack and we'll all go and have a look at it. Excellent. Well, for now, for today, we're heading off. But we'll be back tomorrow. You wave a chicken over Slack. That's the way to do it, Simon. Wave a chicken and you'll be fine. But for now, it's good night from me.
It's good night from me.
And we'll both see you next time.
Stay safe, guys.